那我说大部分的报告都最后再报告，因为我们这一次筹备给大家预备了很多东西。
I will reserve all the announcements toward the end. We have prepared a lot of things for you for this weekend.
比如说这一本非常漂亮的年册，四十年册，不惑之恩。
The 40 years of anniversary, anniversary book. It's a book for 40 years of grace.
孔子说三十而立，四十而不惑啊。
And 30 years, when you're 30 years ago, you are an adult. When you are 40 years old, you will never wonder.
很好，那那个是散会以后你们在哪？因为你们现在哪的话呢，就看这个就不听了。
We're not giving it to you now because if we do so, and you'll be reading the book instead of listening to Pastor Lee.
一家一本。
One per family.
好，那我下面一个节目是我们教会很短的历史。
There will be a short presentation of our history.
那Cindy, Pastor Cindy 跟我说啊，他要写最近的历史，要我写老的历史。
Pastor Sandy told me that I'm the one to write the old his part of history, and Pastor Sandy will write the most recent history.
那这个远的话呢，是从我们最初开始在 Grace Chapel 的那个旁边的那个小 chapel 我们聚会。
We started from the small chapel in Grace Chapel.
在1969年。
1969.
从那时候开始，还有乔牧师按牧开始。
And starting from the ordination ceremony of Pastor Chu.
那我希望有一点轻松的，所以你看里面也有一些轻松的。
If you watch it, you will see some of the more amusing parts.
好，你们就来看吧。完了以后，请蔡牧师祷告。
You are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, come to many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the crossing that you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every heart will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, see them one by one. Count your blessings, see what's all that done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort can you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, angels one by one. Count your blessings, you will see what God done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Thank you. want to welcome everyone to the 30th anniversary celebration tonight.
Okay. 欢迎大家来参加我们30周年的庆典。
It's great to see many old faces and actually many new faces.
不管你是新的还是旧的，我们今天晚上都同样的欢迎。
Well, tonight and this weekend is really exciting for me, and I'm sure many of you have been waiting 30 years for this night.
这是一个很让我个人振奋的一个礼拜。我想你们很多人也许等了30年，就是为了等今天晚上。
Where is thy faithfulness, Lord?
Shall we all rise and pray together?
让我们一同起立来祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we look at those pictures and videos,
我们在天上的父，当我们回看到这过去的影片的时候，
we recognize that the Lord has done a wonderful thing in our midst.
我们亲眼清楚地看见你在我们中间行了奇事。
From a very small beginning of 8 people and then 13 people,
从开始八个人，十三个人，
you have established this church in your name.
你用你的名建立了这个教会。
For your sake,
为你自己的名，
and to your glory,
为你自己的荣耀。
We are so grateful we can be a church, the body of Christ together.
我们心中充满了感谢，因为我们是你身体的一部分。
Many of us came to know the Lord through the ministry of this church.
许多人经过这个教会而能够认识你。
And it is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we come before you.
因着耶稣基督的宝血，我们能够到你的面前。
He came down from heavenly throne to come to us to tell us about God.
他从天上那荣耀的宝座降到人间，为了要把上帝传给我们。
And he bring us to your throne of grace.
他带我们能够到你的施恩宝座前。
And today we are sinners receiving this grace.
今天我们虽然是罪人，但是我们能够领受这个恩典。
We remember the word of Jesus.
我们记得耶稣说过的话。
If anyone wants to follow me, let him deny himself, take up the cross and follow me.
你若要跟随我，就将舍己，背起我的十字架来跟随我。
Father, so often we are still full of ourselves.
天父，我们常常把我们自己充满着。
And as we celebrate the 40th anniversary, we ask that your grace and your blood will cover us.
当我们在庆祝这四十周年的庆典的时候，我们再度的恳求你的宝血和你的恩典来遮盖我们。
It is no longer I, but Christ who live in me.
不再是我活着，而是耶稣基督和他的十字架在我身上活着。
We remember the word of Jesus that we are to love one another.
我们记得耶稣教我们说要彼此相爱。
How often we fall short of that command.
多少时候我们都忘记了没有办法活出那样一个使命。
And we ask for your forgiveness.
我们恳求你的原谅。
As we look back 40 years of grace,
当我们看过去那四十年的恩典的时候，
And indeed it has been grace upon grace.
它的确是让我们恩上加恩。
Help us to grow in your grace.
帮助我们能在你恩典上有长进。
Normally, look, we look back to give thanks, but we also look forward with expectation.
我们不只是为过去来感恩，也为未来带来我们的盼望。
Knowing that the Lord has done a great thing in our midst,
我们知道你在我们中间行了大事。
And the Lord expects greater things from us.
你也期盼我们能够在你的中间行那更大的事。
Help us to be humble.
帮助我们能做一个谦卑的
And with a listening ear,
有一颗爱听愿意听的心
We listen to your word,
来听你的话语
May the Holy Spirit empower us to follow your word,
让圣灵能够给我们能力能够知道怎么样跟随你的话语
May this church continue to live up the name of Jesus Christ,
让这个教会继续的能够活出耶稣基督的名来。
May we continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever we are.
让我们不论到任何地方，我们都能够把耶稣基督和他的十字架能与众人分享。
For your glory.
为着你的荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
We're so happy to have Pastor Molly Lee coming back in our midst to share God's word with us.
我们非常的高兴今天有我们的前主任牧师李秀全到我们中间来跟我们一同分享神的话。
Of course, you know, he need no introduction, so I just ask him to come forward.
他实在不需要介绍，我们就现在请他到台上来。
我怕张昭斌长老讲错了，不是前主任牧师，我怕他讲顾主任牧师。
he's a former senior pastor of this church, not a past. Elder Lee just mentioned that perhaps half of us here are below 40 years old.
所以可能对那批弟兄姊妹来讲, 大概也需要稍微介绍一下, 这个过去的教会的历史。
So for those of you who are younger than 40 years old, maybe it's time for us to introduce a bit about our history.
今天回到这里跟师母在一起, 我们心里面实在有很说不出来的一种感觉。
My wife has this an indescribable feeling in our hearts today.
Not just my wife and I.
My wife and I.
实在有说不出来的感受。
It's really indescribable.
因为时间实在过得很快。
Time really flies.
14年前跪在这里被差派出去做宣教士。
14 years ago, I knelt down here to be commissioned as a missionary by you.
14年到亚洲去学习做跨文化宣教的工作。
For 14 years in Asia, I learned how to be a cross-cultural missionary.
那里面的文化对我有很深很深的影响和改变。
There's a lot of impact and changes on me due to those experiences.
刚才来的时候,我心里面就 15个吊桶,七上八下。
When I was on my way here, my heart was like a 15 pulleys going up and down.
我不晓得看到一些过去的一些老朋友,我应该怎么样跟他们打招呼。
I was wondering how would I greet all my old friends.
那么我想既然回来,我就应该还是回到这里的文化。
Since I'm back here, I should return to your culture.
所以一回来的时候看见弟兄姊妹,我们都彼此拥抱。
So I embrace a lot of people when I met them just now.
这是过去15年我很少有的。
This is something I really wouldn't be, I couldn't be doing for the last 15 years.
所以抱了很多很多的弟兄姊妹。
So I embraced a lot of our brothers and sisters.
到后来到前面来看到李明哲李长老。
Then I met with Elder Lee.
我就非常非常的挣扎。
I was struggling.
我不晓得要不要抱他。
Whether I should embrace him.
因为我一直记得他是个非常保守的人。
Because I remember how conservative he was.
结果呢，我就跟他握手。
So I shook his hand.
我伸出一个手来。
I extend my hand.
然后他就伸出两个手来。
And he extend both arms.
那么等到我要伸出两个手来，他又伸出一个手来。
When I was ready to extend my both arms, and he extended his hand.
但是我们心里面知道，我们彼此相爱。
But we all understand between our hearts.
因为我跟他认识前后已经有50多年的时间。
Because we have known each other for more than 50 years.
我37岁的时候跟李师母到Boston来。
When I was 37 years ago, 37 years old, my wife and I came to Boston.
18年的时间在这里学习侍奉。
For 18 years, we learned how to serve in the church.
55岁被差派出去做宣教士。
When I was 55, I was commissioned to be a missionary.
一眨眼,现在已经进入70岁了。
In the blink of eyes, I'm marching towards 70 years old. 70.
我巴不得返老还童, not 70, but 7 years old.
我真是盼望我能够返老还童。 重温17岁的旧梦。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
人的生命实在是我们看见时间过得非常非常的快。
Life passes away very quickly.
过去14年, 非常谢谢教会弟兄姊妹的关怀和支持。
For the past 14 years, I want to thank you all for your caring and for your support.
昨天, 师母跟我到我们教会的墓园去。
Yesterday, my wife and I went to the church cemetery.
我站在每一个这个墓碑的前面。
I stood in front of every one of the tombstones.
想起许许多多不同的故事。
Recalled many, many stories.
我站在那里才发现，原来赵张萧松老姊妹去年已经回天家了。
There, I discovered that Mrs. Zhao went to be with the Lord last year.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹知不知道。
I don't know if you know this.
他是我们教会四十年来年纪最老，也是寿命最长的一位我们的长辈。
In the past 40 years, he was the oldest and lived the longest elderly in our church.
我想在我们中间要破这个记录大概不容易。
It will be hard for you to break that record.
因为他一共活了107岁。
She lived for 107 years old.
那么他早年的时候在台湾大学做心理系的老师。
When she was young, she was a professor in psychology department in National Taiwan University.
当我一个一个墓碑在那里默想思想的时候，
As I move from one tomb mark to the other, as I meditate,
我就看到再一次主把恩典这两个字放在我的心里面。
And I see once again that God has placed the word grace in my heart.
我想我心里面最强烈的一个感动就是诗篇65篇11节大卫的话。
The deepest touch, deepest move in my heart was Psalm 65:11.
刚才李明哲长老说，很多人从很远的地方来。
Just now, Elder Lee mentioned that many came back from far away.
他说最远的地方是从新加坡。
The furthest away place was Singapore.
事实上，李师母跟我在三个礼拜以前。
As a matter of fact, my wife and I, 3 weeks ago,
我们在欧洲有三个礼拜的这个侍奉。
We were serving in Europe for 3 weeks.
我们在西班牙。
In Spain.
我们在荷兰。
In Holland.
在英国。
England.
后来在法国。
Later went to France.
我们结束了三个礼拜的侍奉以后。
After we concluded the 3 weeks of
回到了香港，只有停留两天。
We went back to Hong Kong for 2 days of stop.
就马上飞到这边。
Then we came to here.
所以我们是从英国、从西班牙飞到这里来参加这个聚会的。
So we came from Spain, England through Hong Kong and here.
那么整个在这个预备自己的心回家的这个过程当中。
In the process of preparing our hearts for returning home.
诗篇65篇11节在我心里面带来很大的震撼。安慰和鼓励。
Psalm 65:11 has brought me tremendous impact and a comfort and an encouragement.
这是大卫对神的一个祷告。
This is a prayer from Dave to God.
他说：“你以恩典为年岁的冠冕。”
He said, "You crown the year with your bounties."
你的路径都滴下脂油。
Your carts overflow with abundance.
这一句话对大卫来说
，And this prayer to David
实在很不容易。
It is very unusual. Very.
因为我们读圣经，我们知道大卫一生是多彩多姿。
Because we read the histories in the Bible, we know that David had went through much, much difficulties.
在他的人生过程当中，我想用酸甜苦辣可以来描写他的一生。
I think we can describe David's life, with the sour, the sweetness, the bitterness, and the hotness.
那么这四样东西我们发现中国人形容人生的时候三样东西是负面的一样东西是正面
If you think about these four descriptions three of them are rather negative and only one is positive
酸和苦和辣不是我们喜欢的
Sour, bitterness and being hot are not what we want
以食物来讲可能我们每一个人的口味不一样
Maybe in terms of food, is we all have a different taste.
我们都知道焦牧师很喜欢吃辣椒。
We know Pastor Chu likes to eat hot food.
我们知道严长老很喜欢吃辣椒。
We know Elder Yan likes to eat hot food.
不知道大家知不知道这个秘密
？I don't know if you know this secret.
严大夫吃 vanilla ice cream 要放辣椒酱。
Elder Yan needs to put hot pepper into his vanilla ice cream.
那是人的口味。
This is a matter of your taste.
但是讲到人的生命的时候
，But yet when you talked about a person's life,
酸和苦和辣是我们不喜欢的。
And to be sour, to be bitter, and to be hot are not what you want.
所以，如果从人生酸甜苦辣的角度来看，正面的人生经验不过是四分之一而已。
So from the Chinese description, only 25% of that.Are the positive side.
就是甜。
That's the sweetness.
那个甜是什么呢
？What is the sweetness?
就是恩典。
That is grace.
在人生的体验当中，
In your human experience,
我们常常说有很多的恩，也有很多的怨。
We often say there's a lot of grace and a lot of bitterness or complaint.
一个人的人的生命越长久，
The longer you live,
他的恩怨也是很多。
The more you experience grace and bitterness.
但是我们都有经验，我们都知道所有的恩怨都是从得失而来的。
All these, whether you experience the grace or you complain, it has to do with gain and the lose.
我们得，我们就觉得有恩。
When we gain something, we feel like having grace, enjoying it.
我们一失，我们就觉得很怨。
The moment we lose, the moment we complain.
但是大卫他把他写诗篇六十五篇前面的人生做一个总结的时候。
Yet as David to conclude his life, he uses.
他用恩，但是怨不见。
He only uses grace, and there's no complaint.
他说：“神啊，你恩典作为年岁的冠冕。”
Says you crown my years with bounty.
恩在怨哪里去了呢？
There is bounty of grace, and where is complaint?
但是当我们想到大卫说这个冠冕的时候。
As we think that when David mentioned about the crown,
冠冕就是一个得胜的一个记号。
The crown is a sign of a victory.
所以大卫在这里给我们看见一个非常重要的一个提醒。
So here, David reminded us a very important fact.
恩会把怨给吞灭。
Grace can swallow or eliminate your complaint.
怨可以被恩所取代。
And complaint can be replaced by grace.
这是一个正常的一个基督徒的经历。
This is a positive Christian experience.
这是一个正常的基督徒的见证。
This is a positive Christian testimony.
但是在许许多多我们过去自己许多失败的经历里面，
Yet through much of our failures in our history,
我们还是充满许许多多的恩恩怨怨。
Yet we're still full of grace.Grace, blessings, and complaints.
当我们四十年要在这里来庆祝的时候，来 celebrate 的时候
，For 40 years as we're here to celebrate,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们真实在主的面前，再一次彼此在提醒我们在主的面前神恩典的浩大。
Let us remind each other.And how abundantly God's grace is in us.
今天晚上和后天早上
Tonight and on Sunday morning,
我要跟弟兄姊妹思想一段最近这半年来在我心里面很重很重的一个负担的一段圣经。
I'd like to talk about or meditate upon a passage that has been a heavy burden in my heart.
教会跟我联络的时候
When the church contacted me,
说今天晚上要我讲 our heritage, 我们在主面前所得到过去四十年主给我们一些丰丰富富的一些供应。
You asked me to talk about our spiritual heritage, that is what God has abundantly blessed us.
所以今天晚上希望我们能够回顾过去。
So tonight is the time for us to look back.
那么在礼拜天早上教会给我的题目是 our vision, 我们的意向是前瞻性的。
And you asked me to talk about our vision, how we look into our future on Sunday.
我想因为时间的关系我们不看整段的圣经我们只看路加福音十二章四十八节。
So because of the time we will not go through the entire passage, we're only going to focus on Luke 12, chapter 12, verse 48.
那么主耶稣在这里说了一句我们都很熟悉的话。
Jesus said something here which we are familiar with.
但是呢，最近这几个月我一直在思想这一句这两句话。
But yet in the past time that I meditate upon this very deeply.
前面一部分今天晚上我跟大家分享。
I will go over the first part of this verse.
因为多给谁，就向谁多取。
For everyone who has given, has been given much, much will be demanded.
多托谁，就向谁多要。
Who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked.
当主耶稣说第一句话的时候
，When Jesus spoke about the first pass,
神在我心里面有个很大很大的震撼。
There is a tremendous impact in my heart from God.
当我深入思想的时候
As I think more deeply,
我发现这一句话给我们提醒今天教会的危机、教会的难处在哪里。
This reminded me as to the difficulty and crisis of a church.
他这里提到一个动词叫给，一个动词叫取。
Described about two verbs, given and demanded.
因为多给谁，就向谁多取。
Much to be given and much will be demanded.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个给和取之间，这里有个非常奥妙，也是非常重要的一个关联。
There is a wonderful relationship, connections between given and demand.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有注意到这两句话，多给谁，多向谁多取，没有主词的。
Have you noticed there's no subject in this passage?
没有说谁多给谁，谁向谁多取。
Because he did not describe who is this person has been given, who is this person will be demanded of.
这个主词非常重要。
The subject is important, has importance.
就好像旧约圣经另外一节我们很熟悉的经文。
Just like what's in the Old Testament.
没有一项名就放肆。Without vision,
people will perish.
我们在那节圣经也看到没有主词。
There we see there's no subject.
放肆有主词。
Perish, there is a subject.
民就放肆。
People will perish.
但是前面说没有意象，没有提到主词。
And without vision, did not indicate who did not have vision.
那个结果是人民就灭亡，人民就放肆。
Yet the message is.People will perish, people without vision.
但那个原因是因为从没有意象来的。
That came from without vision.
那么到底什么人没有意象？那个主词是什么呢？
Who did not have vision? What was the subject?
非常明显，如果后面讲到民，前面就是讲到王。
People leads to perish.
然后那个民就讲到那个王 king, 就王帝的话、这样。
王the people referred to the king.
因为我们知道这个箴言书是所罗门王所写。
We know Proverbs was authored by Solomon.
这是他自己的反省。
It's his own reflection.
如果百姓有问题
If there are issues with people,
不要怪百姓。
Do not blame on the people.
是他的责任。
It's the king's
responsibility. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
教会有问题
If there's problem with church,
我们不要怪弟兄姊妹
Do not blame on brothers and sisters.
是我们这些做领袖的有问题
Blame on the leaders.
我没有意向
If I don't have a vision,
我们就看见教会就一片混乱
Then we see confusions in the church.
在过去这三年的时间
In the past 3 years,
单单过去三个礼拜
Even for the past 3 weeks,
在西班牙，在法国，在荷兰，在英国
，all these countries I went through in Europe,
我看到许多的华人教会
，I see much of the Chinese churches.
那个问题就在箴言二十九章十八节。
The problem came from the Proverbs.
我一直到离开法国，到了香港，预备来美国的时候
，until arrived Hong Kong in getting ready to come back to the United States.
一个80岁比我大10岁的一个老长老。
An elderly elder, 80 years old elder,
他打电话给我
he called me,
说李牧师
Pastor Lee,
好不好现在就马上请你飞回到欧洲来
Could you please come back to Europe now?
因为我在那里的时候处理他们教会的一些问题
Because there I dealt with the church's problems.
两边在那里吵
They argued among themselves.
两边在那里闹
They argued among themselves.
那么后来我就劝他们
Then they advise them.
那么、I advise them. 我就劝他们，他们就听了我的话。
And they listened to me.
就有一边就说好，我们停下来。
Oh, one side would say, "All right, fine, we will yield and we'll stop."
就那天他打电话给我。
Then later they call me.
80岁的老人。
80 years old.
在电话那边流着眼泪。
He was weeping.
他说李牧师。
He said, Pastor Lee,
求求你过来救我们。
Would you please come to save us?
他说你走了一个礼拜。
You have left for a week.
你讲完道的第二个礼拜。
The second week after you preached.
崇拜结束了以后。
After a Sunday worship.
两边打起来。
They fought between themselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天教会落到这样的地步。
A church come to this situation,
到底问题在哪里?
Where was the problem?
我们回顾这四十年。
Let's look back for the 40 years.
感谢主，我们四十年没有打过架。
How do you know? Praise the Lord, we never engaged in fighting.
心里面勾心斗角，我不知道。真的 ，How do I know? I don't know.
Fighting between your hearts is a different matter. I wouldn't know.、Yes.
但亲爱的弟兄姊妹，问题在哪里
？Where is the problem?
问题不在教会的边缘人。
The matter does not reside on the peripheral people in your church.
今天的问题是在领袖。
The problem resides with the leaders of the church.
所以我们知道这个箴言书是非常重要，那个主词我们一定要弄清楚。
So we must understand the subject of what's in the Proverbs.
到底谁向谁多多给？到底谁向谁多取呢
？Who asks more from whom? And who demands more from whom?
那主词是什么呢
？Who is the subject?
如果我们把主词搞错了
，If we haveturn around and made a mistake
那么解释这两句话就完全不一样的解释
then it will become a very different explanation
如果那个主持是做爸爸做妈妈的
if the subject is our parents
父母亲多给儿女
the parents given more to the children
就向儿女多取
then demand more from children
这是理所当然的不是吗
it seems to be reasonable
我们中国人一直就在求这件事有这样的一种观念
this is a traditional concept from China
养儿是干嘛呢是防老的不是吗
you raise your children so that you can be protected against age
请问今天是这种时代吗
is it really so today
我两个孩子很乖
I have two wonderful sons
老大现在已经45岁了
my first son is 45 years old
老二41岁
my second one is 41 years old
两个人都对我们很有孝心
they are all very treating us very well
爸爸妈妈你们退休以后来跟我们住
After my daddy and mommy, after you retired, you can come to live with us.
我跟我太太讲
My wife and I said to each other,
我们不会去跟他们住的
We'll never go live with them.
偶尔去住住可以
Maybe occasionally.
如果住上了三个月半年，我看好景不长啊。
If you stay with them for 3 to 6 months, then all the wonderful life will be gone.
因为我知道在1977年那个时候我们来美国。
1977 when we came to the United States.
一到美国没有多久。
Shortly after we arrived in the United States.
两个孩子那时候才十几岁。
My two sons were only in the teenagers.
没有想到请他们在外面割一下草马上就跟我们要钱。
After they cut the grass, mow my lawn, they would ask for money from us.
一搬到脖子一下雪一铲雪回来一个钟头多少钱呢
Shoveling snow, they demand payment.
心里面实在很不舒服好了你要就给了
So we said, all right, since you asked for it, I will give it to you.
所以洗一次碗多少钱
How much would you pay me if I wash the dishes?
那么割一下草我给他多少钱
And mowing the lawn.
然后他去铲一下雪我给他多少钱
Shoveling the snow.
那么后来到了一个月这个过了一个月以后
After a month
我就给了他一张纸
I gave him a piece of paper
我说你在我家吃一天三顿已经三十天了
You live in my house for 3 meals a day for 30 days
你在我家住了30个晚上
You live for 30 nights
我跟你打了一个折扣
I am happy to offer you a discount
你欠我多少钱
This is how much you owe me.
弟兄姊妹，我们听着说这是笑话。
We think of this as a joke.
但是事实上，今天在这个世界上
，Yet realistically in this world，
连两代之间
，between the two generations，
我们都说不出这样的话来。
We cannot say what the Bible says.
我多给你，我就向你多取。
The more I'm given to you, the more I would demand of you.
所以弟兄姊妹的主词非常重要。
So it is important to understand the subject of this passage.
那么到底跟我们教会有什么关系呢
？How would this relate to a church?
如果这句话把主词我们用教会来代替
，If we make the subject to be church,
就说出今天我们在教会里面摆上或者侍奉或者奉献的一些可能错误的态度。
This will make it clear as when you offer to a church the mistake you may have.
自从金融海啸以来
，ever since the financial tsunami。
我们看见今年很多很多的教会，很多教会的机构在经济上有问题。
We see a lot of financial crisis among churches or church organizations.
所以教会就开始跟会友就提出挑战，也提出这个募款的一种挑战。
So the church presents their challenges to their constituents, ask for more support.
那么弟兄姊妹要奉献的时候。
When brothers and sisters are ready to take out their wallet,
当教会要向他们多取的时候
，When the church is ready to demand for much,
那他们就会想说，到底教会给我多少
？The first thing in their mind is how much has church given to me?
这是很现实的问题。
This is a very practical issue.
我发现现在很多教会的讲台如果非常非常的贫穷
，If in the church.The pulpit supply is very poor.
如果今天教会不能够给弟兄姊妹得到什么
？If a church cannot provide much to the brothers and sisters,
今天你要求弟兄姊妹要爱教会、要奉献、要给钱，弟兄姊妹缘木求鱼，这几乎是不可能的事情。
If you ask, then if you ask the people to support, the church, it's like you going around the woods and try to find a fish.
所以今天我们发现很多很多的人在那里需要机构的一些去支持机构的时候。
So today, as we ask people to support some organization,
我们看到底那个机构到底做了一些什么有意义正面的一些侍奉。
We examine these organizations to see if they have done some positive service.
所以今天教会就拼命希望做一些事情来让弟兄姊妹得到满足。
So the church likewise.Are doing a lot of things trying to satisfy you.
机构就希望做很多的事情，能够让弟兄姊妹能够关心他们，有一些回馈。
So the organization would do something like to care for people, so he in hope for some return.
好像是理所当然。
It seems to be reasonable.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
这两种的主词，这两种的主词都错了。
The subject for these two descriptions are both.
如果我们用父母亲来做主持的话
，If we use parents as a subject，
如果我们用教会来做主持的话
，If we use church as a subject，
这句话后面带出来的弟兄姊妹也许很对，但是不美。
Then the second part of this passage may be correct， but it's not beautiful。
只有让我们看到这个我们没有看到这个主词是我们的天父上帝。
That was a mistake led by the fact we neglected the fact the subject matter here is our God.
弟兄姊妹，这个跟奉献的真理有直接密切的关系。
Dear brothers and sisters, this has direct relationship with offering.
主耶稣说
，God has said,
我多给谁？
Jesus says, "The much I have given to,
我就向谁多取
the more I would demand of."
不要忘记
do not forget.
他向我们所要的那个取的东西
what he has demanded of us for what he has given to us,
是从他给我们的一部分里面，他跟我们要的那一个部分
he is demanding those portion of those he has given to us.
所以当我们要奉献的时候。
So the time when we making our offerings,
当我们回馈上帝给我们的恩典的时候
，as we pay back to the grace from God,
严格的说，不是我们给上帝。
Seriously speaking, this is not that we are giving something to God.
严格的说，这是我们还给上帝一部分而已。
This is only something we returning, parts of that we returning to God.
因为我们所有的都是上帝给我们。
Because everything we have came from God.
因为多给谁，所有这些我们得到的都是他给的。
The more he's given, and everything is given by him.
今天很多时候我们忽略了这个奉献的真理。
Very often we ignored the truth about offering.
如果我们知道奉献是还给上帝。
If we understand the offering merely to return what God has given to us,
我们只有两个反应。
We can only have two reactions.
一个，我们永远觉得我们还给神的是不够。
We will forever think that what we'll be returning to God is insufficient.
第二
，second，
我们知道我们能够，上帝只是把他给我们的取一些回去，我们就发现的是恩典。
Be able to let God to take back part of what is given to us is a grace.
所以奉献是恩典，弟兄姊妹。
Offering is a grace.
奉献不是功德。
Offering is not to have some good deeds.
我以前讲过。
I have talked about this before.
我在东南亚很多教会。
In many churches in Southeast Asia.
我们看见有人稍微多放一点钱在教会。
Somebody who had put down a little more money in a church,
他多奉献一点金钱,
just a little bit more offering monetary,
他就要想拿回说话的权。
He wants to demand the right to speak.
所以教会里面钱放得多一点的人，他的声音就大一点。
For those who offered more, their voices are louder.
因为他有一种说不出来的一种功劳的感觉，一种功德的感觉。
He has this inexplicable.Feeling of great deeds, yes.
或者说是一种 merit, 在宗教里面，他觉得是可夸耀的。
He feel like he has done, he has great merit, then there's something he can be proud of.
然后不知不觉跟弟兄姊妹一相比的时候，他就觉得我比你这个摆上的多。
Subconsciously, perhaps he would think I have given up more to my brothers.
所以今天在教会里面，越重要职分的人
，So in a church.The people they are taking up more responsibility.
做牧师的
as pastor.
做长老的
as pastor.
我们比弟兄姊妹都摆上的多一点。
Maybe we have done a little more than brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹四十年过去了。
40 years has passed.
我们看见教牧师。
We saw Pastor Chu.
我们看见这些在我们面前已经先上帝说你已经统统已经预备好可以回来了，他们已经先回去了那些圣徒。
Many have already been received by our God.
弟兄姊妹，我们有很大的亏欠。
Dear brother and sister, we owe them a lot.
我常常发现我在主的面前不知不觉的觉得我比大家摆上的更多一点点。就有一种说不出来的骄傲。
Sometimes very subconsciously, perhaps, because I think I have put up more, I have this sense of pride.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们记得
Let us remember,
今天我们能够爱主
Today, we're able to love our Lord.
能够奉献
Able to offer
是上帝给我们一部分归还他而已。
It is merely a portion of what God has given to us to return to Him.
我们即使全部生命的奉献
，Even if we offered our full life，
都不能报答主给我们丰富的恩典之万一。
Cannot repay even one-tenth-thousandth of a percent of what God has given to us.
很快，我花很短的时间跟大家。分享一点我这一段时间在思想到底这四十年上帝给了我们多少给了一些什么东西
I would like to briefly discuss what has God given to us for the 40 years
太多了
Too much
我真的不知道从何讲起
I just don't know where to start
但是我归纳三样东西跟弟兄姊妹一起分享
I will sum it up in three areas
感谢主四十年来
Praise the Lord for 40 years
让这个教会
Let this church
是个有爱的教会。
It is a church with love.
有爱的教会。
Church with love.
我们看见教牧师给我们很多的榜样。
We see the good example set by Pastor Chu.
我不知道大家晓不晓得这些往事。
I don't know if you remember or you know those past.
那时候在老的乌本教会。
In the old Woburn Church.
我来接他的工作。
I came to to take over his job.
我到了教会的厨房。
When I went to the kitchen,
我看到了厨房里面有两样东西。
I saw two articles in the church.
那个时候还没有什么泡面，就是一些干面，干的面就是面。
There are the dry noodles.
另外是什么呢
？What else?
就一罐一罐的辣椒酱。
And the can and can of hot peppers.
后来有人告诉我,
Some told us,
教牧师常常来教会上班的时候,
when Pastor Chu came to church to work,
他中午就是拿一点干面来煮一煮,
he just took out those dry noodles and cooked it up,
然后就用辣椒酱来拌面吃,
then blended it with the hot pepper.
这是个小事情,
it seems to be a small event.
但是看见, 他不是爱这个教会, 他是爱主, so, 因为他是爱主。
It indicates to me he not only loves his church, but more so, he loves our Lord.
因为他爱主, 所以他爱主所爱。
Because he loves the Lord, he loves what the Lord loves.
赖伯母今天好像不在这里,
他明天会在。
他明天会在, 赖伯母,
Mrs. Lai.
下面很难翻译, 因为赖伯母记得很清楚。
I remember her very clearly.
他告诉我, 他说, 林牧师, 我姓赖。
He said, Mr. Pastor Lee, my name is Lai.
他说, 我赖, 我就赖定在这个教会。
Means I'm going to stay here, I'm going to be here.
这是他亲口说的。
This is what she told me.
他说, 我的儿子, 女儿, 我不要投靠他们。
I don't want to live with my children.
因为他们一下换工作, 又从这里搬到这里, 一下搬到那里。
Because they move around a lot.
说教会是不会搬家的,
but church will not move.
我们不会从波士顿搬到华盛顿。
Well, we're not going to move from Boston to Washington.
我们不会从华盛顿搬到休斯顿。
We will not move from Washington to Houston.
也许不晓得有一天从休斯顿搬到马其顿, 反正都是一样就是了。
Maybe from Houston to Macedonia.
他说不搬的。
Church will not move.
教会就是我的家。
And the church is my home.
因为我感觉到这里有爱。
Because I can feel love in this place.
我37岁来的时候,
when I came here, I was 37 years old.
有个老太太,
an elderly lady.
她叫,
朱伯母, Mrs. Chu.
她就告诉别人,
she told other people,
她说这个新来的牧师,
this new pastor,
我已经看到他的相片,
I've seen his photograph.
那个时候我37岁,
I was 37 years old.
但是那个时候我看起来好像17岁。 没有了。
No need to translate that.
他说太年轻了。
Too young looking.
哎呀,我真想教牧师。
she said, I really miss Pastor Chu.
他说从李牧师来了以后,
since Pastor Lee has come.
不是,他说他要来, 他说我不敢生病。
I wouldn't dare to get sick.
因为我生病, 以前生病, 教牧师会来看我。
When I was sick before, Pastor Chu always came to visit me.
这个那么年轻的这个李牧师,
this young pastor,
我不敢生病。
I wouldn't dare to get sick.
后来竟然他生病。
Then one day she was sick.
我记得我去看他, 我跟师母去看他。
And my wife and I paid her a visit.
我说冯太太,
朱太太,
朱太太。
Mrs. Chu.
我说你怎么现在生病了呢?
How come you're sick?
我说你不是说你不敢生病吗?
Didn't you say you wouldn't dare to get sick?
哦,他说,李牧师,对不起,对不起, 看起来你很年轻, 你还不错。
Even though you look young, but you're okay, you're okay.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们这个教会, 爱, 如果是我们过去40年的见证,
dear brothers and sisters, if love is the testimony of this church for the past 40 years,
求主今天不只是恩上加恩, 让我们爱上加爱。
So we ask our Lord, not only grace upon grace, but also love upon love.
约翰一书4章19节,
John 4:19.
那句话很有意思。
It's interesting.
中文翻译说, 我们爱,
we love,
因为神先爱我们,
because God has first loved us.
刚才说主词,
we talked about the subject of a sentence.
这个是讲到受词,
it's talking about the object of a sentence.
他说我们爱,
we love,
没有受词的,
there's no object.
我们爱什么呢?
Who do we ask?
我们爱, 他说我们爱,
it says we love.
然后因为神先爱我们,
because God has loved us first.
后来我就在想, 到底他爱什么, 我们爱什么呢?
So what do we love?
爱神,
Love God.
爱弟兄姊妹。
Love brothers and sisters.
爱这些还没有信主的人。
Love those who has not been a believer.
所以没有代名，没有这受词在那里。
There's no object in this sentence.
我们可以放所有的爱的对象的东西放在里面。
We can put all kinds of objects in this sentence.
包括你的妻子。
Including your wife, your
包括你的丈夫
your husband,
包括你的父母
your parents,
包括你的儿女
your children,
包括所有的可以爱的对象
including all the people that you can love.
所以约翰在约翰一书说我们爱他没有一个受词的
So here there's no object in this sentence.
因为受词不重要
It is not important to not have a subject.
重要的是神先爱我们
The important thing is,God has loved us.
当他爱我们的时候
When he loves us,
我们就学爱
Therefore, we learn we can love.
我不多讲这一点
I'm not going to expand on
第二
Second,
跟第一点有关系
It's related to the
40年来
In 40 years,
我看见这个教会是个成长的教会
I see this church is a growing church.
但是当我们一讲成长的教会的时候
The moment I talk about church growth,
这个成长的教会就等于不完全的教会。
A growing church means an imperfect church.
对不对？如果完全的话就不需要成长了，对不对
？If you're perfect, then there's no room for you to grow.
如果我们从正面的说，感谢主，四十年是个成长的教会。
If we say we thank the Lord because for 40 years the church kept on growing.
我们看刚才那八分钟的短片。
We saw the 8 minutes long short clip.
我们看见在物质的殿上
We see the building in church building.
我们从乌本到乌本
From Woburn to Woburn
我们从乌本到 Lexington
From Woburn to Lexington
从 Lexington 到 Acton
From Lexington to Acton
从到西区然后从西区又我们现在又到城区到城中区
From Acton to inner city
我们看见从乌本到 Lowell
From Woburn to Lower
从 Lowell 到 Nashua
Over to Nashua.
所以我们看见教会在那里成长。
We see the church is growing.
但那是什么成长？那是一些不物质的殿硬体的成长。
Maybe you characterize us as a growth in hardware.
感谢主，我们在软体上。
We praise the Lord.
教会的内部。
Even in software, in internal matters.
感谢主，我们的制度也在成长。
Our organizations have grown too.
但是这个第二个不完，这个第二个这个成长的教会和第一个有爱的教会的关系是什么呢
？So what's the relationship between a loving church and a growing church?
要合在一起。
You need to have them connected.
今天教会的问题。
Today, problems in the church.
有制度，没有态度。
There is organization, but there is no attitude.
它有很好的 system, 有很好的制度，但是我们制度还要加上态度。
A good system must be accompanied by a good attitude.
有制度而没有态度的教会是个很冷的教会。
With a good system, but there's no love, it's a cold church.
有态度而没有制度的教会是个很乱的教会。
A church full of attitude or love,But without a good system, it's a confusing church.
但是最糟糕的是又没有制度又没有态度我不知道那叫什么。
The worst one would be you have neither.
今天我们所需要的有制度但是我们需要有团队的一个见证。
Today we need a system, but we also need a teamwork.
我大概半年还是一年前看见奥巴马这个总统写给他女儿的信。
About a year ago, I saw a letter written by Obama to his daughter.
他跟他女儿说
He told his daughter,
美国之所以伟大不是因为美国很完美。
America is great, it's not because America is perfect.
因为我们可以不断地让它成为更完美。
It is because we can make it even more perfect.
我用这句话作为彼此的勉励。
So I use this as a mutual encouragement.
我们的教会蒙恩。
Our church is being blessed.
让我们恩上加恩。
Let us be grace upon grace.
最后
Lastly,
不只是一个有爱的教会。
Not only is a loving church.
这是上帝给的。
This is from God.
一个成长的教会。
A growing church.
第三
Thirdly,
是个宣教的教会。
It is a mission church.
肖牧师在四十年前
40 years ago when Pastor Chu came to this church,
他接受教会的邀请
He accepted the invitation from our church.
有一个条件。
Under a condition.
你们不履行的条件，我就不来。
If you don't fulfill, you don't accept this condition, I will not be here.
他那个时候真是希望他来。
At that time, we really wanted him to be.
不要先知道他的条件是什么。
But we have to know the condition.
他说：“我既然要来，有一个条件，就是你们所每一个月收到的奉献十分之一要去做宣教。”
He said the condition is.The 10% of your general offering must be set aside for mission work.
刚刚我们听蔡牧师祷告，我们起初从八个人到十三个人。
Pastor Choi just prayed about. We started with 8 and 13 people.
十分之一的奉献，请问那个十分之十有多少钱呢？
Oh, perhaps even 100% for those only a handful of brothers and sisters. How much would that be?
怎么样能够？负责一家三口的传道人的生活呢？
How can we afford our new pastor, a family of three?
教牧师说不重要。
Pastor Chu said that's not important.
那是我跟神的事情。
That is a matter between me and God.
我相信那个时候的长执会。
I bet the board of deacons at that time.
这是你自己要求的。
Says, well, this is what you wanted.
如果我们拿不出钱来，这个你的生活费。
If we can't afford your cost of living,
you ask for it, 是你自己要的。
You ask for it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，从那个时候开始
，from that point on,
四十年来
，for 40 years,
弟兄姊妹，我们看见上帝的恩典丰丰富富。
We see God's grace is so abundant.
就是教牧师一开始就给我们定下的一个立下一个很好的所谓的 heritage.
This is a great heritage established or started by Pastor Chu.
他做了七年八年以后，他就回亚洲去做宣教士。
Seven or eight years later, he went back to Asia to become a missionary.
袁开仁长老在1963年的时候回到台湾。
1963, Elder Yan went back to Taiwan.
我是在那里认识他的。
This is where I met him.
他回去带着他的这个牙医的这样的一个职业，在那里做宣教的工作。
He practiced dentistry while he worked on missions.
四十年来
，40 years，
不知道有多少献身在主的工厂上。
There are many of you has devoted to the mission field.
杨一哲牧师今天不在这里。
Eric Yan, Pastor Eric Yan.
我们要为他祷告。
We need to pray for him.
因为现在在缅甸，现在正在打仗。
Because there's a war breakout.
我们在报纸上都看到缅甸跟果敢之间的战争。
We see the news in the newspaper.
杨一哲这个牧师他的学校就在那里。
And his school is in the battleground.
戴季中牧师我们也知道。
Pastor Jamie Taylor, we know him.
这些都是比较年纪大、比较早期出去的。不，他的样子是年纪大一点。
Those were early missionaries.
陈景吾牧师。
Pastor 景吾陈。
因为我最近有机会到欧洲。
Because I had a chance to go to Europe.
一直到今天。
Until today.
陈景吾牧师。
Pastor Chen.
他在许许多多弟兄姊妹的心里面
，He has built so much among brothers and sisters.
他留下很深刻的印象。
They still remember him deeply.
我第一次到罗马去讲道
，First time I went to Rome to preach.
来了很多很多的人
，There were many people came.
哇，我也觉得我偷偷的跟李师母讲
，So I secretly whispered to my wife.
我从来没有来过，竟然那么多人认识我。
I never been here before, but today there's so many people came to listen to us.
后来我误会了
because I misunderstood.
原来他们在我聚会那个海报
because on a poster
介绍李秀全牧师
introducing Pastor Molly Lee.
后面括弧说李秀全牧师是陈景吾牧师的牧师
and it says Pastor Molly Lee is the pastor of Pastor 景吾陈。
他们以为陈牧师来了。
They thought Pastor Chen came.
所以那么多人来不是因为我，因为想要看陈牧师。
They came not because of me, but Pastor Chen.
一直到最近。
Until now.
我到西班牙。
When I went to Spain.
他们告诉我。
They told me.
陈景吾牧师。
Pastor Chen.
一个包包。
One
backpack. 里面两个干面包。
Two breads, two pieces of bread.
在很多的城市
throughout many cities
进到餐馆
went into
向他们传福音
preach to them
今天 好几个教会的这个领袖
the many church leaders
就是当年陈牧师所带领信主的
they were brought to Christ when Pastor Chen were working among them
人家晚上要接待他
In the evenings when they wanted to receive him,
他说我就在餐厅，你们把椅子拼拼，我就可以睡在那里。
He says that's okay. You just put some chairs together. I can sleep in your restaurant after you closed.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
陈牧师是从我们中间出去的。
Pastor Chen went out from us.
我们感谢神，我们把荣耀归给神。
We give the glory to God.
但是我们以他为傲。
We are proud of him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
欧永亮牧师
Pastor 欧永亮
我们可以讲很多很多这样过去在这个教会出来侍奉主的人
We can remember many of them who came out of this church
感谢主有很多年轻的下一代
We praise the Lord There are many younger generation people
肖兴志牧师肖兴志传道的儿子
Minister 肖 son
George Kwok 的这个女儿
George and Susan's daughter
我们前几个月去看他。
We went actually visit her a month ago.
我看到他抱住他，我的眼泪就出来。
I embraced her, my tear came out.
这是今天我们教会的荣耀，感谢主。
This is the glory show forth by our church.
Tim Low, 我们那个时候看他在教会里面，现在出来做传道的工作。
Tim Low is now a minister.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我不能多讲。
I have to stop.
其实还有很多很多。
There's much to share.
我们看见郑立宏弟兄在我们中间。
We see brother 郑立宏 in here.
Look, 郑，他现在在远东广播公司侍奉主。
Yeah, he served in the Far East Broadcasting Company.
他们夫妇两个同心在那里侍奉。
Both he and his wife serve.
在我们中间，听说今天左永昌牧师会来。
Pastor 左永 Andy 左 and Mrs. 左。
我应该认识你才对。对对对等下照相不需要闪光灯。那个
，It's very hard to translate.
弟兄姊妹，说不完。
You can't stop. There's too much to share.
1995年1月。
1995 January.
当我们离开这里的时候
，When we left this place.
我算了一下，有40多位在那18年的时间里面。从我们教会把自己奉献走上这条路。
There were about 40 people have dedicated themselves to full-time ministry.
因为时间的关系。
Because of the time.
弟兄姊妹不要忘记。
Please do not forget.
今天我们可以把一切交给主，奉献给主。
Today we're able to offer to give to our Lord.
我们 celebrate 总是要有一些礼物，对不对
？We celebrate. We must offer some gifts.
我看见很多年轻人站在后面。
I see many young people standing at the back.
今天上帝要用你。
God wants to use you.
现在70岁了。我现在70岁了。
He is 70 years old.
很多人问我。
Many people ask me.
你在香港这个华府的工作。
You work as a director of COWI in Hong Kong.
你会做多久？
How much longer will you be doing that?
弟兄姊妹，要有人接棒，我才能够交棒。
Dear brothers and sisters, someone has to take over my job.
请大家为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
当然，圣经里面没有退休这两个字。
There is no such word as retirement in Bible.
但是行政的工作。
But the work on administration, for example.
对我来讲是一个很大的挑战。
To me, it's a great challenge.
我要正式公开的谢谢这个教会。
I want to openly thank to this church.
18年
for 18 years.
在这个教会学习。
I learned from this church.
这里有好多好多我的老师。
There among you, there many of you are my teachers.
我们曾经大概有一些不愉快。
Perhaps we have difficulties in getting along.
但是现在经过了那么多年。
But after so many years.
感谢主，怨没有了，都变成恩。
Praise the Lord, there's no more complaint, but all grace.
真的，当我想一想过去的时候
，As I recall the past,
真是有很多的事情，就笑一笑，心里面就充满感恩。
We're looking back with a slight laugh, then we can be full of grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
在这里十八年的时间,
18 years in this church,
装备我,
equipping me,
训练我,
trained me,
让我现在能够负责全世界华人教会的工作。
So I'm able to take up the evangelisms among all the Chinese.
三年的时间不简单。
For 3 years in that job,
我最大的挑战、最大的困难是什么？
My biggest challenge and difficulties were,
就是要做决定。
It was to make a decision.
很不容易。
It's rather hard.
很多事情可以讨论。
We can talk about this, taking up a lot of time.
但是最后要决定的时候,
but the moment when we have to make a decision,
每一个人都看着我,
everyone looking at him.
我没有时间, 在分享这些事情。
I don't have enough time to share all of them with you.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
每一次做了决定, 看见神的名的荣耀。
Every time after we make a decision, we see his name get glorified.
弟兄姊妹的帮助。
The brothers and sisters got help.
我就想到要感谢神。
I think of giving him thanks.
我要感谢 CBCGB.
I want to thank our church.
谢谢你们在过去这段时间关怀我们。
We thank you for caring for us in the past.
也谢谢你们在十八年的时间对我们在这里有很多很多的学习。
We also thank you for the 18 years among your midst. We learned much from you.
我今天神要向你提出挑战。
But today, God also wants to present a challenge to you.
你愿意起码把你的生命的主权奉献给他吗?
Would you be willing to dedicate your life to let God to be the authority?
我不要你举手，我不要你站起来。
I don't want to ask you to raise your hand or to stand up.
在心里面，请你在主的面前举起你心里面的手，说主啊，我在这里。
I want you to raise your hand in your heart.To say, Lord, here I am.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们请李师母到台上来带我们祷告。
Let's ask Mrs. Lee to lead us in closing prayer.
我们信实可靠的主。
Our faithful and reliable God.
你的恩典，我们永远述说不尽。
Your grace is so abundant, it's hard for us to count.
谢谢你给我们这样一个美好的教会。
We thank you for giving us such a wonderful church.
虽然这个教会是一个不完全的教会。
Even though this is an imperfect church.
但是因为有你在我们中间，我们的教会成为可爱的教会。
Because you are in our midst, so this church becomes a loving church.
求主继续带领这个教会前面的路程。
We ask you continue to lead the future of this church.
求你继续的在我们中间拣选更多的人出来侍奉你。
Continue to select among us more people to come forward to serve you.
主，我们在你面前向你低头敬拜。
We bow down in front of you.
恭恭敬敬地把这个教会献在你的坛上。
Dedicate our church in front of you.
愿主你的心意能够成全在这个教会。
May your will be done in this church.
谢谢主过去一路的带领。
We thank you for all your leading in the past.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
May all the glories to be upon you.
我们这样祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. May God help us and make us all. The channel of his love flowing over to others around the world.